This is a news break.
Chinese netizens believe that the Chinese state has proscribed the books of over 30 scholars and writers, and statements by publishing houses reported by Chinese web portals support their belief. The banned list includes many liberal writers. Some have supported the pro-democracy Occupy Central movement in Hong Kong, some have criticized China's political system, and some have promoted constitutionalism and the rule of law.
一批学者的书籍在大陆被封杀。大陆网友认为有30多位学者作家的书遭到中共当局封杀。网上曝光的出版社的通知证实了他们的看法。这批被封杀的名单中包括很多自由作家，有的公开表态支持香港占中运动，有的对中共政治体制提出批评，还有的提倡宪政和法治。
Since October 11th, many Chinese lawyers, writers, and citizens have passed around on the internet the news that the State Administration of Press, Publication, Film, and Television has banned books from the famous Chinese historian Yu Ying Shi and the Taiwanese writer Griddens Ko.
11月11日以来，不少大陆律师、作家和网友都在网上传出消息说，大陆广电总局要求把历史学者余英时、台湾著名作家九把刀的书全面下架。
Also said to be banned are the books by the Chinese poet and novelist Zheng Xiping, known by his pen name Yi Fu, Chinese economist Mao Yuxi, Chinese law professor Zhang Quanfan, Hong Kong writer and TV host Luang Mantao, columnist Xu Jiyuan, and so on.Comprising a list of more than 30 people.
另外，小说家野夫、经济学家毛于士、法律教授张千帆、香港作家梁文道、专栏作家许知远等的书不予出版。有知情者说，这次被封杀的学者不止这些，有30多人。
A photo of a notification ordering all retailers and stores to immediately take the books written by Yu Yishu off the shelves.That was issued by Shanghai People's Publishing House on October 10th was posted on Sina Weibo by a user.
一位新浪微博网友贴出了10月10日上海出版社下达的通知的照片，通知要求各个书店和零售商将余英时的书全部下架。
Acting on the news of the ban, the popular shopping network China Dangdang quickly created a new page with a theme,The books that you won't be able to buy soon, listing books written by the writers believed to be banned.
作为对该禁令的回应，流行购物网中国当当很快设计出新的网页，题为“你很快就不能购买的书”，把这些被禁作者的书罗列出来。
On top of the webpage, it says, different people like different books, but there are some books that even if you don't want to read them now, you should buy them first because soon there will be nowhere to buy them.
该网页的上方还声明，不同的人喜欢不同的书，不过有的书你即使现在不读，也应该先买下来，因为很快就没地方可买了。
The news of the book ban has motivated some Chinese to read them,One internet user named Law and Order wrote on the Weibo website, I've never read Yu Ying Shi's books, but I've heard that his books are banned, which stimulated my curiosity to read them. He also wrote, I've always believed that in this country, a book that can be banned is mostly a good book and worth reading. Banning speech is the best promotion for an author. When you're not certain about something, the word banned can make its truth clear to you.
禁书令使得不少人想看这些书。一位取名叫法律和次序的网友在微博中说，我从没读过余英时的书，但是听说他的书被禁了，出于好奇，我想读他的书。我一直认为，在这个国家，一本书被禁肯定是好书，值得一读。还有网友说，禁书是对作者最好的推广，如果你还不确定时，禁止一词让你明白真相。
The remarks were deleted on China's internet, but retrieved through the service freeweibo.com, which archives deleted messages.
这些网上言论很快遭到删除。不过在专门收集被删除的微博言论的 freeweibo.com 网站可以看到。